This is Taylor Report, and Phil Conlon has a, staying on the union theme, Phil Conlon has a, an announcement.
Yeah, so Phil, Workers United has a strike going on in Niagara Falls at a popular tourist restaurant called the Rainforest Cafe. It's for a first contract. The issue that precipitated the walkout, or actually precipitated people to join the union, was when the minimum wage went up, the employer said, all right, we'll take a bigger percentage of your tips. To compensate
They're going
to
take the tips.
So they took, well, not all of them, but enough to make up for the increase in the minimum. That's right.
That's none of their damn business.
But then there was another issue, which was that there was sexual assault going on in the workplace against the women workers, and the employer just thought it wasn't
shrugged
important.
It
well, yeah, it was just shrugged it off. So they negotiations for a first contract broke down. They went on strike. The strike's 5 weeks old. They're picketing the restaurant every day, but on Saturdays they like to have a big rally. And so this Saturday, May 18th at 3 p.m. at 4915 Clifton Hill, Niagara Falls, people are going to march through the city of Niagara Falls. And, of course, we're now calling for a boycott of all casinos, restaurants, and everything else on the strip in Niagara Falls until the owners of this restaurant sit down and negotiate a collective agreement. So we would like to ask any of our listeners who can be in the Niagara Falls area on Saturday to be there at 3 o'clock. This is a women's issue. This is a workplace safety issue. Women have a right to go to work without
harassment,
without being harassed and grabbed and otherwise insulted by people the bosses are tolerating. So you can get more information at the Facebook page of Workers United Canada. And, well, thanks for letting me put the announcement on, and
we'll
keep you apprised of how it goes.
Very important. Yeah. Thank you. That's Phil Conlon. By the way, Classical Underground, Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. And we also have a very important meeting coming up on the 24th, pardon me, the 27th of May. Rabbi David Miviser, who was on our show some time back, I don't know, a week ago or so, he's going to be at 24 Main Street at 7 p.m. He's going to report back from his experience in Palestine. You know, we had him on briefly after he was arrested. He was trying to build a road to help Palestinian villagers, and he was arrested by the Israeli army. Who else? And he's going to be reporting Monday, May 27, 7 o'clock, 24 Main Street West, and that is the New Vision United Church. Also,
that's in Hamilton.
Pardon me?
That's in Hamilton.
In Hamilton, yeah. If you're looking for 24 Main Street West in Toronto, you're out of luck. It is in Hamilton. Thank you very much. And then there's going to be a film titled Witch Hunt, and it's going to be shown tomorrow. This is also in Hamilton. And that's Tuesday, May 14, 7 o'clock, 24 Main Street. It is titled Witch Hunt. It's a documentary about an investigative report into the accusations of anti-Semitism, which has become a political football in Britain against Jeremy Corbyn. And it is an ugly business, and Witch Hunt has delved into that. So that's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Hamilton, 24 May. And then Ted Schmidt, author of I Was a Catholic Zionist, brand new book. He's speaking at 260 Herkimer Street, Parish Hall, Hamilton, St. Joseph's, Hamilton Parish, St. Joseph Parish, Hamilton, 7 o'clock. That's tonight. So if you're listening to the show, you're in Hamilton or in Toronto, well, you better start driving right now if you want to get to Hamilton. But if you're in Hamilton, it's coming up at 7 o'clock at 260 Herkimer Street. This is the internet age. You just say that, put the number in, and it'll tell you how to get there, and it'll even pick you up if you like. They send a half an Uber for you. And again, it's the Taylor Report, and in a short while we're going to be talking to Keith Bolander. Perhaps there's a way to set the stage for talking to Keith Bolander. I want to tell you that this Venezuela business is very disturbing, and because of the peculiar conduct of our foreign minister and the prime minister and joining in this stupid thing called the Lima Group, the Lima Group. Maybe I said that because it rhymes with slime and lime or whatever. But we need a different policy, totally. And I got to hand it to somebody, and I'm not trying to support one party or the other, but I just noticed that in February this year, Elizabeth May of the Green Party issued a statement on Venezuela, and she said, And she stands up as big as a sore thumb, as they say. Canada must weigh in, but not by supporting a military coup, but rather by taking a larger view based on peaceful internationalism. And then she has a paragraph. The United Nations Rapporteur, Alfred de Zayas, a former secretary of the UN Human Rights Council, blames U.S. sanctions for Venezuela's downward spiral. Zayas explains that the U.S. sanctions are illegal and could amount to crimes against humanity under international law, since they are not endorsed by the UN Security Council. Along with the European Union, the UN rapporteur singles out Canada, as a partner in a practice he calls economic warfare. In March 2015, President Obama issued an executive order declaring the country a threat to U.S. national security. And under Trump, the belligerent discourse has only heightened as he threatened a military invasion and discussed a military coup. Elizabeth May said this in February this year, and I would say the threats have only increased. And we, of course, had this attempted coup since she wrote this. And I read it because we now have a new Green Party person, Mr. Manley, in British Columbia, elected to Parliament. And everybody's telling it as a Green story. But actually, there's another element to this. His father, James Manley, was an NDP member of Parliament. And James Manley spoke up a lot about Palestine. And in 2012, he was part of the Canada boat to Gaza. We often talk about the Canada boat to Gaza. He was part of that and was arrested. And so when his son sought the nomination of the, and he got the executive of in his area, in Nanaimo, I believe, in their wisdom, the big shots, Jack Layton and Thomas Mulcair, overruled and prevented him from running, said he couldn't run. Now, we're talking about Paul Manley. And so he was told, go get lost. Well, he got lost, all right. Now he won the election, and the NDP finished third. And that wasn't just a Green issue. Manley stands out on a bunch of issues, and he's against this policy of running along behind the United States in all of its aggressive policies, regime change, and hegemony. So Manley is actually an echo of this point going back. Somebody on the federal level has to talk about U.S. hegemony here. We have a prime minister, and we have a president. We have, they say, well, what are we going to do on this question? What are we going to? They all wait until they get the call from Washington. It wasn't that long ago they got a call from Washington and told them arrest a Huawei executive, and they did it. Instead of saying, we do $9-10 billion worth of business with them every year. They count. We're not going to do any of your dirty work for you. We don't do arrests. She didn't commit a crime here, and what you accuse her of was not a crime here. So we're a big country now. We pull up our trousers or put on our coat like everybody else, and we take a position. In Mexico, they have a leader now who does that. This is a political crisis with a lot of sort of good sights. The election of Manley, that's good news, because that party was trying to dictate to its members when they said, oh, Manley, you can't run because you might talk about Palestine, or we might hear about your father being arrested trying to help the Palestinians. So we're going to knock you off and you can get lost. Well, he got lost. He got number one. And so people will fight back. They're not going to just take this kind of smirking leadership from these arrogant leaders who sit in little clubs in Ottawa and think they can run the whole damn country when the country is fed up with being dictated to by the U.S. It's humiliating that what Trump wants. And he says we're a national security risk. He puts tariffs on our steel, tariffs on copper, whatever it is, aluminum. I can't pronounce it, so I say aluminum. He puts tariffs on it and says it's for national security, and we just smile. It's like, you know, could you take another bucket of this and be dumped on you? Oh, absolutely. We could take two buckets. No, people are tired of this. Anyway, we're going to take a break here. I think we're going to hear some nice music from Rosetta Tharpe. And we have the good fortune of being able to talk to Keith Bolander about Cuba.